the part that sometimes you eat and sometimes you stuff sausage in. Is that?
It's the intestines.
That's it. Okay.
You have to clean them.
Yeah.
Turn them wrong side out and then soak them in soda water all night. Uh-huh. And then scrape them and then boil them in soda water and then wash them again in good hot clean water and then boil them in clean water before you step.
Is it good?
Oh, it's delicious.
I don't think I've ever had it.
Do you eat these sausage stuff at these stores? Well, that's what the stuff
is. Is it? I know that one. Okay. I guess I have had it there.
Well, what I mean, they're good, all right, but now homemade's better than that.
Yeah. If you hear the cow mooing and the horse neighing, you say, gee, I didn't realize it was so late. It's almost
dinner time.
Okay. What do you call to cows to make them come in from the pasture?
Sook cow.
Okay.
I've done that a many times.
That's a good one. I like that. What do you call to them or say to them to make them stand still while you're milking them?
Stand still, Daisy.
Okay.
She didn't stand still.
Then did she stand still?
No, yeah.
Let's see. What about calling a calf? Is there any different way?
You don't have to call a calf.
Yeah?
When the mama comes in the lot, they're there.
Okay. What about?
You have to get your rope and tie them off.
Before you milk them?
Yeah, because you can't milk your mama if you don't do it. After they get the dinner a little bit, you got to tie them off or they get the milk started down, and then you tie them off and you get the milk. You won't leave them one tip. That's the way I done mine. I left them half when they was little. But when they got older, I just give them one.
What do you say to mules or horses to make them go left or right?
Get up. G. Hop.
Okay. Which way is G and which way is hop?
When you holler G, you want to bring them around this way.
To the right?
Yeah. And when you holler hop, you want them to stop.
Okay. What if you want to get them to go left?
Yeah. Come on around here.
That's
G-ho. That's what we holler. We holler G-ho. And then they turn around.
I see.
Okay. Anywhere I wanted my mule to turn, I'd holler G-ho and they'd turn. Of course, I have to pull a line, but when I holler G-ho, they know that.
I see. You holler G-ho no matter which way you want them to turn. Mm-hmm. I see. And just pull on the line.
Yeah, you pull on the line. You've got to make them turn when you holler that. When they holler it. Halt, well, they, that's what I holler them to stop. That's for whoa.
That's to get them to stop, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they stop. My son, we'd be plowing, and he yelled, get up, Sam! And crack his whip, and my team would go down that row of cotton just like a racehorse.
Yeah.
And I said, Roy. And he'd go, Sam. And he'd stop.
What do you say? How do you call a horse to get him to come in from the pasture? Do you call a horse?
Come on. No, we'd say, come on. We wouldn't call him. We'd say, come on. I forgot my horse's name now. But anyhow, I'd tell him, come on. He'd walk right up to me.
Uh-huh. That's good.
You ain't got no certain way to call him. Only just call him by the name. Say, come on.
Uh-huh.
And he just walk right up to me.
Okay. What do you say to a horse to urge him on?
Get up.
Okay. You say that when he's already moving or when he's standing still?
When you wanted him to go, you'd holler, get up. You want him to stop, say, whoa.
Okay.